So, what could go wrong?
That's never a good thing to say.
You would know. But I'm not playing Greek orator. I'm actually wondering. We're here in the open ocean, far from our enemies in the court, with some control over the weather and trusted allies as their sailors.
Well, that just leaves one direction for the threat, doesn't it?
With oracular resignation, they peered over the side of the ship and out across the sea in all directions.
Maybe it'll be menacing dolphins again, like the ones who threatened us on our way to Sparta.
Or their evil whale cousins. Or some oceanic equivalent of the hippos who attacked us on the Nile. But the world had something truly unique in store for them. Unique and extremely ancient. Again, they stared ahead of the ship, and there, far off, even in Mernaz's preternatural sight, the sea began to violently boil like some demon's cauldron.
There, something rising from the depths.
Something vast and probably horrible?
Yeah, hard not to take it personally.
It better not be Dagon. Captain, we've got big trouble ahead. Without asking any questions, Utis issued orders.
Hard about! Windy! Reverse your spell!
Giant and strange, the great beast rose from the unfathomed depths. Its head was like an octopus's, green and corpse-like, with a mass of tentacles emerging from the area where a human mouth would be. The upper part of its body rose hundreds of cubits above the waves. Immediately, it began moving through the water toward the ship, driving waves before it that, though dangerous, helped to propel the ship away. But the great beast was gaining on their vessel. Its long, scaly arms reached toward them, ship-length claws extended. Around the evil titan, other strange creatures of the deep leapt from the water, tentacled and clawed, and like nothing Samuel had seen in the ocean before. All this unfolded in the plain light of day, though above the great beast, the firmament seemed to tear into the primordial chaos. Then its shadow reached them like that of a mountain, and the sky darkened to all horizons. As the ship turned to flee, Cindy walked to the side to keep the monster in full view. By the time she reached the stern, she was grinning widely.
Oh, take a look at this! Oh, you really got to see it! It's an elder god!